Hello and welcome to the podcast. I want to quickly try to get this idea out. I've been looking into a lot of historical videos, just content about sort of theories on ancient civilizations and things like that. It sounds, to me, is an exciting thing because there's mystery there, and trying to, you know, people are fascinated by, like, trying to figure out what purposes, you know, certain structures had, which societies, you know, what societies were like, how things were built, all this type of thing. But ultimately, what also comes up, which is interesting, because it comes up at the same time, is this sort of concept of, like, looking inwards, right? Like, of trying to understand, like, the conscious and the subconscious within yourself, right? Because this is the concept based on, like, if there is a existing theory about, like, the past, for example, and it is, you know, it's a theory, it's a popular theory, it becomes a part of sort of culture, it's taught in schools, you know, whether it's in like, you know, younger grades or, for instance, in colleges, and, you know, there's books written about it, there's documentaries, books, whatever, like, the theory becomes a part of the collective unconscious. So if new information about, you know, that, like, new information comes about that changes an existing theory, right, then it's really interesting that we kind of think about, well, maybe there's pushback by certain people in academia who may have stake their whole careers on, like, a particular theory. So you can understand, like, from an egoic sense, how those particular individuals want to protect their theory because it's directly tied into their livelihood, and also just, like, their general ego, you know, all of their sort of respect and admiration and everything else, and just, like, they've believed this so deeply that any new information, instead of being evaluated and being excited about it and trying to see whether or not that new information changes their theory or not, they generally have a more, like, protective stance, like, where they just actually just defend their theory as opposed to actually looking at the new information. And so that happens. There's sort of, like, an egoicness there. But I think that what's deeper is that culturally we also have this sort of dogmatic belief systems that are created, or that sort of exist within the collective unconscious of cultures as a whole. So the same way, like, there's information that people maybe were taught in school, even if it's at a young age, they just sort of believe some particular thing. Then if someone comes across and says, hey, you know that thing that you think is this way? Well, actually, it's actually this other thing. Like, there's a new theory that is, you know, just 100 times better than the existing theory. The existing theory doesn't even make sense if you just evaluate it closely enough, you know, and then in light of the new information, the old theory just doesn't make sense at all, and this new theory is just much more promising. Even individuals that have no, like, stake in it, like, it's not based on their career, it's not based on their, you know, like, sort of livelihood or anything like that, they will generally have the similar response, which is, like, instead of going, like, oh, yeah, that's interesting, I didn't know, I've never heard that theory before, they will generally say something more like, whether they say it or not, like, oh, I don't believe you, you know, or I don't believe that, and I don't have time or interest to look into it deeply enough to know that whether it's true or not. It's in my collective unconscious and culturally agreed upon that it's the old theory is true. So I'm basically going to dismiss it. And, and you would have to go the extra mile to prove to me that this new theory is better than the old one. And I'm not like, it's like generally like don't have the incentive to even look into that. So I'm just going to stick to the old theory. So I think this is like partly why, it's like we look back on times where there was shifts in information and where, there was really like some old information that just wasn't accurate. It wasn't scientifically accurate. It just wasn't accurate. And, but the people who brought about the new information basically are just like, attacked, not believed, the whole thing. And so it takes like a long time for then this like new information to sort of percolate through the culture to the point where it becomes the new, like it replaces the cultural like unconscious of that culture. So it's interesting because I've particularly like tried to keep an open mind about things and been excited about new information and learning things as much as possible, but that is not like universally shared. And also, I just find it interesting because I think we have, especially like given the internet, the interesting thing is like there's so much more information and we're so much more connected, but also along with that, there's so much more bad information. There's so much more just like half theories and, anybody can have a take on something, and often people will have a take that's like that comes across very convincing or confident, but they may actually have good information on a part of the story, but they're missing information or they don't have the information on other parts of the story. But when they're asked about other parts of the story, they sort of go along with whatever like the theories that the people are there in conversation with sort of come up with, right? Like they might be explaining some concept and then the person they're talking to says, oh, you mean like this? Oh, well, that would kind of explain that. And then they're, instead of them going like, well, I don't know, they will say things like, oh, yeah, that might make sense. Or, oh, yeah. Like they kind of go along with it. So we actually have like, it's really interesting. There's this proliferation of information, but at the same time, so much bad information is just intermixed in it. The access to information hasn't necessarily solved the problem of getting better information more consistently, although like maybe that is not true. I don't know the stats on that, or like if we've because people can share more information, have we come to more reasonable conclusions about things generally speaking? I don't know. But I do know that it's just fascinating to me, because the other piece of this is people have a hard enough time trying to learn about themselves, right? Like this whole sort of conscious unconscious concept is just a concept for one, and it's something where it's like, if you want to improve as a person, you want to be a good person, then you want to evaluate things in your sort of unconscious mind, if you will. Aspects of yourself that you have not, like, fully integrated with, like, meaning, like, if you have some sort of, like, internal conflict, like, you're not fully in alignment with who you are and sort of your general purpose and things like that, you know, there's some dis-ease. It's even when you want to bring yourself within harmony, it is a difficult process. So in that vein, it's understandable how cultures might move slowly towards new, better information. You know, it's much more of a struggle than it is something like, oh, hey, like, you know, somebody comes along and says, has this new theory that's just so much better. Instead of just immediately becoming widely adopted, it's like, it actually takes a really long time, like much longer than you think it should take. I find that fascinating. And I think that there is just so much to learn about how, sort of, especially like when we're talking about things in the past are evaluated. Because the other part of this is that there's, I think, a general sort of internal, I don't know if it's ego or what it is about people that wants to believe that, like, we are, I think that generally people have a superiority complex about whatever, like, about themselves or their group, in which can include their culture as well. And so when anything is in conflict with those, with that, or potential conflict with that, it's met with, you know, not open arms generally, right? And it also keeps us, I think, from exploring certain truths that are actually just, like, fascinating. And you know, and can, because I guess, you know, people can get in an argument about truth, but it's like historical fact is what I'm trying to say, if we can talk about truth in terms of historical fact. It is, to me, much more interesting to get to the fact of the matter, right? But it's not that easy because of all these issues, because of these, like, sort of complexes and sort of cultural norms and dogmas, you know, because like, if you ask someone who's a part of one group their belief system, and then you ask them to give their opinion about someone else's belief system, and they'll often, like, be very, like, you know, dismissive, like, oh, that's ridiculous. How could these people believe that other thing? Not recognizing that there may be some sort of irony in that, because it's just a lack of being able to put yourself in other people's shoes. And, you know, and there's often a, I think, false dichotomy that is created, where we have to either, like, there's, you have to either think, I guess what happens is, like, there's stronger sort of collective cultural norms that come about, and they both believe that they're right, and, you know, and then so it becomes this sort of, like, louder conflict between these two opposing ideas, supposedly opposing. I mean, they were going to be certainly opposing in certain ways, or they're just, like, different in certain ways, but they are perceived as opposing. And so it becomes a thing of, like, well, you're either with us or you're with them, you know, are you on this side or are you on that side? And ultimately, I think that there's actually many cases where those types of choices that we believe that we have, like, either something was this way or it was that way, are not necessarily, like, either one of them, I would say, is that it's there's a chance that both sides have some things that are right and correct, some things that are incorrect, right? But they can't distinguish between what they have that's correct or incorrect because it's part of that, like, cultural, collective, unconscious. And these are things that I'm getting, I'm looking into as I am creating a video game, which is just a medium for storytelling ultimately. And I'm looking into, you know, just storytelling generally and some of the great works of storytelling. And I find that, you know, a lot of this has to do with sort of looking into ourselves, right? Often there's storytelling about, like, aspects of ourselves that are externalized through story, you know? So it's just I really like this stuff. Anyway, I have been also uploading a little bit more to the YouTube channel that I have, if you can find that. Just posting some little snippet gameplay stuff. There's no story or anything at this point. It's just getting basic game mechanics working and that sort of thing. And I finally did create a Patreon as well. So we'll see how all this goes. And part of my own journey is to try to get into more alignment with, you know, these sort of interests and actions and things like that. So fascinating stuff. I'm sort of talking around some of the specific sort of ideas, but I think what is more interesting is how people sort of gather their identity and hold on to that, and how difficult it is for people, even willing participants, to sort of grow and evolve because of some of these factors. So curious what you think about this. I don't know if this podcasting application was purchased by Spotify, and ever since it's been, like, the moment that happened, it's a little bit of a transition, but since that's happened, the sort of interaction has greatly decreased. Like, before, you could go in as a listener, and if you're a Spotify member, if you have a Spotify app on your phone, you could go in, click on the episode, make a comment. I'm not even sure if that feature is there anymore. There's so many sort of changes and things. Like, there's features that were available that are no longer available for me as a person who's creating this podcast. So I'm just curious, you know, if you find this interesting, if you can try to find that link, leave a little comment. That would be great as I sort of evolve this podcast in this new direction, which is a little bit more gaming focused, as I've talked about before. But I think for me, what's interesting in it is the storytelling aspect, and how we can relate that within ourselves. And, you know, ultimately, yeah, creating story that actually affects positive change, would be an awesome thing to accomplish. So thanks for listening. Take care.